Well, I think he ended up being the number two, you know, rushing quarterback in the NFL. So, you know, his ability to make plays outside the pocket is great. You know, he can make us look good when we're not doing real well on a certain play. And, you know, I think he can be almost – he can be more dangerous outside the pocket sometimes than he can be inside the pocket. So his ability to stretch that out and get this great receiving core open and let them make plays is something special.
Can you say one thing to my camera? This is Darren College. Can you watch the Super Bowl on ESPN?
I'm watching the Super Bowl. You're watching the Super Bowl on ESPN?
Watch the Super Bowl on ESPN.
Okay.
This is Darren College.
This is Darren College. Watch the Super Bowl on ESPN.
Thanks, Darren, not that you're worried about hurting Cowboy fans or players' feelings, but the fact that this Super Bowl is against you guys, long history rival with the Packers and Steelers, wouldn't it be hard to be a Cowboy right now?
It might be a little tough to be a Cowboy right now, but, you know, we're representing the NFC here in the Cowboys' house, and we're excited to be representing the NFC. So hopefully the Cowboy fans are kind of in our boat. You know, we're hoping it's a home game. We're hoping Dallas comes out, you know, loud and proud.
Expect a big Cheesehead contingency. I mean, they're great ballers. You know that. How big is that for you guys, knowing it's a Super Bowl?
It's great. You know, we've always known that, you know, the Packers are a great road crew. They spring up everywhere, man. They seem to have a following in every single city. So a lot of the time when we go on the road, we've got a bigger following than we even expected. So we're expecting a huge following this weekend.
Better toy, the Cheesehead hat, or, you know, got the dirty towel. There's kind of a battle of those two also.
Well, you know, you can clean stuff up with the towel, but the Cheesehead makes a good rain hat. So I think, you know, for acclimate weather, the hat's definitely a better option.
Thanks, Darren.
Thank you.
Darren, for you personally this season, what was the low point? You know, you were thinking, man, I don't know if this season's going to work out the way that I wanted it to before it started.
Well, I think, you know, we lost a lot of close games, but, you know, I went down with an injury in Detroit, you know, the third play of the game, and to see us lose that game, it felt like this is not a good spot to be. But, you know, we got back to work the next day and said we made some mistakes, we did some things, but a lot of stuff's still in our hands, and we were able to control where we were going. So maybe for me that was the low point because it was the first game I hadn't been able to finish. But, you know, we found a way to use that as a rallying point for us to kind of turn things around and said, you know, what team do we want to be? Do we want to be, you know, the team that doesn't make the playoffs, or we want to be the team we were supposed to be?
Collectively, how do you defeat the notion that we feel sorry for ourselves because we've had so many injuries? How do you overcome that?
Well, I don't think we ever had that problem. I think the media made a big deal out of it, but, you know, for us, it was kind of another rallying point. You know, when everybody counted us out, we kind of said, we've got everybody in the boat we need to do to get this thing done. And we just tightened up. We pushed everybody else away and became more of a family and a better team, and just said, all right, let's just do it with this. You know, let's let everybody keep counting against us and see where we end up.